With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. As campaign 2024 enters its final weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the wheels are coming off Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential bid. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson cites slippage in public opinion polls, as well as what he contends are Harris lies that Johnson plans to scuttle Obamacare.
We got a gaggle of reporters, and I went, looked right on the cameras and said, Kamala Harris is lying. This is what desperate campaigns do. They don't have anything to run on. This is the thing. From the very beginning, Kamala Harris cannot have a substantive conversation or a debate or a talking point on policy, because every metric, every area of public policy is a disaster, and she's the architect of it. So they have to engage in this. I think people are seeing through it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill on radio stations this weekend, and also at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. Also at srnnews.com, correspondent Ben Thomas says Arizona is pulling in extra help to deal with a flood of early ballots.
And around-the-clock operations underway in Arizona's most populous county to process early ballots that are an unusually long 2 pages. Election officials in Maricopa County must verify each voter's signature on the envelopes and then remove the actual ballot pages so they can be prepared for counting. Officials have said vote counting machines could jam if both pages of the ballot are not fed separately. The Maricopa County Recorder says 1 million ballots have come in already. That represents about 40% of the nearly 2.6 million people registered to vote. The election team is getting help from other county employees, assisting with the night shifts. I'm Ben Thomas.
Lebanese health authorities say that Israel's launched dozens of intense airstrikes across Lebanon's northeastern farming villages yesterday, killing at least 52 people. This is SRN News. Witches love Disney. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Actual practitioners of Wicca are praising the TV series Agatha All Along, which streams on Disney Plus, for what they call its accurate portrayal of their occult practices. One Florida woman who describes herself as a witch tells Religion News Service, quote, "The people that wrote this have to have a background in paganism, witchcraft, or something. The characters are not typical Hollywood witches." Some witches say they are incorporating aspects of the program into their rituals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A second high court has ruled that the Japanese government's policy against same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The ruling is the latest in a series of decisions upholding plaintiffs' demands for gay marriage, and states the unconstitutionality more clearly than a 2022 lower court decision. Asia is generally a socially conservative region, but LGBT activists have been targeting it for at least a decade. This is SRN News. The death toll from a massive flooding in Spain has risen to at least 205, with all but a handful of them occurring in the Valencian community.
All morning we have seen these volunteers coming out with their brooms to try and get rid of some of this mud. The mud is everywhere. It's over me, it's over everyone. And they're trying to get it down into the drains to try and get the roads in this area back to some sense of normality. If we come round the corner, you will see that there are piles of people's possessions here that have been put here so that they can be moved away. I have seen thousands of volunteers here today.
BBC correspondent Nikki Schiller reporting from Valencia. Survivors are relying on the Esprit de Corps de volunteers who have rushed in to fill the void. Police continue to search for bodies in the debris. Supreme Court's rejected an emergency appeal from Republicans that could lead to thousands of provisional ballots not being counted in Pennsylvania. This is SRN News.